Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, TNT Denar. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, September 23rd, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Okay, good afternoon, TNT. I know it sounds funny. Sounds funny to me, too, though, but we are here. So, as you guys already know, we had a little issue to deal with this morning. Hopefully it's over with, but it doesn't matter because we're here. So, Ray, I know you sent something out, so let's go through that first.
Okay, update that went out on Sunday says, even though it's Sunday and most banks are closed up tight today, some exchanges did report to their respective exchange center locations and have been working on location for 7 straight days now. Also, a bank in the state of Virginia was reported having a full parking lot and armed security officers escorting people to their cars as they exited the bank. Say what? That was it for the Sunday update.
Oh, was there a Monday update?
Nope, that was it. Didn't get one in for today.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Guys, first let me calm everybody down for a minute. We know people operate in different ways. We know some people have privileges that others don't. So just might as well get over that. Nothing we're going to do to solve that. But getting all excited and upset and over the fact that somebody got paid and you didn't, do you know if that worked? Would I have been paid 10 years ago? Because that doesn't work. You know, if it solved anything, I'd been done 10 years ago. And over the last 10 years, how many times I've heard it, seen it, or have known about somebody who actually got paid, would have drove me crazy. If I would have told you every time, would have drove you crazy. So, let's just wait for our turn because it's here. It's going to be our turn. Now, we do have bankers, like Ray said, that have been going to the exchange center for over 3 weeks now, every day. Haven't even gone to their job, just been going straight to the exchange centers every day. Been through training, updating, everything else. And then we know about Texas, who just, you know, it's Texas. But this morning, or over the weekend, while everybody was at their exchange centers waiting for something to jump off, Texas wasn't. But they went in this morning, as usual, but around 11 o'clock, they were told to report to the exchange center, which was good. And they are sitting there now. Banks in every state all across the country are sitting waiting for the go signal. Now, will they get the go signal? We don't know. So on Saturday in Iraq, they were supposed to do training for the people. And since it's Iraq, and since they said they would do training on Saturday, you can guess what they did. Oh, no, you can't guess, because they did training on Saturday. That's what they did. They brought people into the bank, auditoriums, symposiums. They talked about the lower denoms again. They showed them the coins, the fields, whatever. They showed them the lower denoms. They explained to them how it was going to work, and then they told them when it was going to work. This was on Saturday. The win was in the coming days, which should be Monday or Tuesday, the coming days. So today, what did we see? All over Iraqi TV, all the news articles that are out today, all say what? Bring us your 250 notes. Bring us your 500 notes. Bring us your 1,000 notes. All over the TV. Bring them into the bank. We need to exchange all the torn ones, but we also need to cut down the amount of them that are on the streets in anticipation of new lower denoms coins and the new rate. That's what they're telling me. We need to cut them down. So today people are going to the bank. Now you decide. They need to cut down the number of bills that are on the streets. And they're telling you to bring in your bills and exchange them so we can get the old torn ones off the street. Bring us the old and torn ones, and we're going to exchange them. We have too many notes on the street to go with the new currency. What do you think they're getting when they go in exchange? I don't even have to tell you. I mean, just a little bit of common sense is going to tell you what they're doing and when they're getting it. And it's all over TV, all over the news. We talked about it before. Who's going to give that much leeway? You're going to bring them in, put the lower denoms out, and then make people wait, what, the rest of the month? Or wait till January to do an exchange? Then we say, who does that make sense to? Only one idiot out there telling you guys it's still going to be January. Only one of them telling you out there that it's going to be 1 cent and go to 10 cent and then scale up. I didn't say idiot. I said idiot. Just so you know. So, they're exchanging today. They're going to be exchanging tomorrow. They're going to be exchanging on Wednesday. Either Tuesday or Wednesday, we should see the coins. Either Tuesday or Wednesday. That's what I'm being told. We should see the coins because they're supposed to come in the coming days. They're being told. When they do that, it will be complete. They will revalue when they release the coins. That is the plan. When they release the coins, they will revalue. We will be done. So, the mission was to accomplish it before the end of the month. So, even if they drug it out till Monday, it's still over. But it's supposed to be completed by Wednesday, so we'll see. All I can tell you guys is tomorrow morning, if it's not announced, buy more dong. Buy more than enough. Wednesday morning, if it's not announced, buy some more. Because it's getting right down to the end. And we're all going to be happy. Yeah. I wish there was some more stuff I could tell you, but there's nothing else you need to know. They're doing it. They're making it public. They're putting out the articles. It's all over TV. This is the week to see things happen. All right, Ray, did I leave anything out?
No, you didn't
Banks
leave it
there.
Out. But something else that we can add that I didn't get around to talking to
okay.
you about it. Things are just kind of moving rather quickly.
Right.
But I'm up to four reports from yesterday through today of group folks being contacted by paymasters. So they're getting contacted.
Well,
being
here's
told
the thing.
This week, next week, and whatever.
No, let's go through it for a minute because I want them to understand. Because I've been telling them for 10 years. Paymaster called them and said they were going to get paid on Wednesday. That's a yes or no.
Oh, yes. So I did get
okay.
one that said Wednesday, another one for this week, two for this week, and then one was way out there, like 3 weeks from
I now. Know. Tell them. Tell them when way out there was. Go ahead. Tell them. I want them to know, because this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, that was the farthest one.
Okay,
it was going to take a couple of weeks to get to. Go ahead, then.
Four weeks before they get their money. That's what their paymaster is telling them. I've been saying it for years. You're not getting paid on the same day we are. You're just not. There's too many of them. They got to figure it out. They're going to decide what you're getting paid. Some of them are going to wait up to 4 weeks, and some of them is going to be longer. If, and only if, nobody files a lawsuit before they get paid and all the accounts get frozen. But we'll see what happens. One thing about it, I did tell them, been telling them for 10 years. Okay, let's get with it.
Okay, let's hit a few questions. We're going to be not before you long on this call. Autumn Woods, first question. Question I need to know is the real going in the first basket. Also, do we need a trust before we buy a new home? To our knowledge and understanding, the real is in the first basket. And no, you do not need a trust before you buy a new home. But if you are planning on living in trust and having trust arrangements, then I would say if you can, wait until that is established and then purchase the home. But if you can't wait, go ahead and grab that house now and transfer it later. Any comments on that, Tony?
Get the house and then transfer it to the trust when they get the trust. Just as easy.
Right.
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 Just don't get involved in any lawsuits in between. All
right. That's right. Stay squeaky clean. Don't slap anybody.
Yep.
Jim and KC says, on February 13, Jim must be keeping some meticulous notes. On February 13, you said one person exchanged for the actual dinar screen rate, which was $4.43. Basically, he was given the actual rate with no difference between the buy-sell. Have others also gotten the actual rate shown?
Guys, I can't tell you what each individual person got, what their transaction was. What we do is give you the rates on the screen. I tell you what that person exchanged for. I don't know what everybody else is going to exchange for. I know the rates we've been given from them, they feel are the exchange rates. That's the rate you're going to be exchanging for. Now, it doesn't really matter if they got 443, 447, or 432. Because the day you go in, that's the rate you're going to get. And right now, we're giving you the current rates. Okay, Ray?
Okay. Any rate changes since Friday? No. Keyman says, on Friday you indicated that phase two was going to be implemented on Saturday. Would you expand on that and tell us what exactly is included in phase two and was it implemented?
Okay, we already talked about that.
Okay, so all the training and everything was phase two. All right. Let's see. Wildcats 12 says, with all the countries and companies that have signed contracts with Iraq, have any of them been paid? And if paid with Iraqi dinar, how do those companies and businesses use money at a program rate? Well, that's easy. Same way we would use it at a program rate. It's still spendable. Tony, you want to comment?
So you just did come. The rest
I didn't
of the
know if you wanted to add
at a program rate.
Yeah, I don't know why some of our members are thinking that the Iraqi dinar is worthless currency. It's not worthless.
Oh my God.
We're just waiting for the value to change to a greater rate. Okay, let's see. Krusty says, I am a Canadian citizen living in the state of Washington. Can I open a trust here and have Canadian trustees and benefactors and Canadian properties in that same trust? I don't know. You'd have to check with Canada, because if you start an entity that resides in the U.S., it's a U.S.-based entity. Can it own Canadian property? That's the question you're asking, and I can't answer that one for you. Okay. L. Bieber 57. Okay, you wrote a paragraph. We don't have time for that one. Clutch says, are we likely to be limited in the amount of IQD and VND that can be exchanged for the contract rate? Really, Clutch? Where have you been? I mean, what? We've only talked about that in the last couple of calls. Tony, do you want
to
respond?
Does that mean you're not going to answer? Wait a minute.
For the 15th millionth time, $20 million on the dinar is what we were given as a contract rate cap years ago. And still getting that, the last we heard. The dong was 50 million years ago. Now, the last time when we inquired, they said they didn't see a cap. Okay. Carlosen. Okay. I think I pronounced that right. Carlos Sin or something. I've always wondered how the banks facilitate their personnel to an exchange center only to sit there and wait. Is the bank losing monies by continuing to repeat this process? Okay.
The bank is not losing money. The banks are being paid by the government every time they do that. Their contract is with the Treasury. So the Treasury is paying them for moving those people.
Okay.
That was next.
Garden Bud says, please advise if Wells Fargo and HSBC are still the two banks that are backed by China. In the past, you had advised that Wells Fargo would probably have more incentive to give more contract rates due to China wanting the oil credits. Is this still true?
That is not what I said. I don't know where you heard that from, but I didn't say anything like that. Now, all I've ever said is HSBC owns about 30% of Wells Fargo, which China owns portions of HSBC, period. Not that they were backing Wells Fargo or anything else. Everybody, and I mean everybody, Bank of America, Chase, Citibank, Wells Fargo, have all had the opportunity to be the foundation bank, and they've all taken their turn at being the foundation bank. And it didn't work out for the others because they were taking too long, they were changing the rules, everything else, different administrations. And Bank of America, Chase, Citibank did not want what they refer to as low-income people or people who were going to be broke in 2 years to process them. Wells Fargo agreed to take anybody and everybody for the first 30 days, exchange everybody, and give them 30 days to move their money if they didn't want them in their banking system. That's why Wells Fargo was there. I didn't say anything about China backing Wells Fargo or HSBC. It had nothing to do with it. It's who was willing to accept what and do what to allow everybody to be processed. Wells Fargo took that on. That's why they are now the foundation bank. Go ahead.
Okay, JSL says, some are saying there is a plan by the IMF to institute special drawing rights bonds to nations to avoid the need of the U.S. dollar process in the near future. Do you think this is true and tied to this whole thing?
I don't think it's tied to this whole thing. It could be true, but why would they be avoiding the dollar when Christine Lagarde and whoever's appointed to run the IMF so far has been appointed by the United States president? So that wouldn't really make a whole lot of sense for them to be trying to avoid the U.S. dollar. Now, what we did do, or they did do, is what? Do it was five, no, seven mini IMFs so countries could actually work separately. As long as they're within their region and their group, they didn't have to use the dollar. Now, if you're saying that's what they did to try to avoid the dollar, all that was supposed to be put in place within 5 years. Will it hurt the dollar? Yeah. Does it make it, does it devalue it? It doesn't devalue the rate. It does devalue the need for it. Absolutely. But we've been talking about that for years. You know, what is happening, if you guys know it or don't know it, you do know, China became a global currency, which has been the plan for years. Even all this currency manipulator, this, that, China's been fighting to do that. And now they are actually, in next year, going to be in position to do that. You see what's happening with Iraq today. If you guys didn't know it, when he was over there over the weekend and they were finalizing the deals between both China and Iran, is what we're going. Because they are trying to have a bigger influence in Iraq than we do. Unfortunately, everything we've gone through and everything that's been set up, this administration is now giving up Iraq to China and Iran and letting them influence it, even though we did all this fighting for it. So China's come in, made more promises, getting more money, doing more projects than we are. Iran was already fighting for it, and that's why we've been delayed all these years. But it did happen over the weekend. They signed a bunch of agreements, memos of understanding, moved some money, and increased their influence in Iraq. Now, it doesn't mean anything today, because all he did agree to it. But over the next 5 years, 10 years, it's going to look very different than what the plan was for it. Anyway, I don't want to get into politics. You guys are not paying attention. You're not paying attention to what's happening with at least 10 countries right now that shouldn't be happening, but that's isolating our own country from our allies and turning them over to people who have typically been our enemies. But anyway, don't ask any questions you don't want real answers to. I can tell you that. All right, go ahead.
Okay, Sunstar says, have you heard anything from the contractors or foreign workers on the NAR rate changes on their upcoming payroll?
No, we haven't said anything about any memos, anything else coming out. Good question, though. So let me put that out there. So far, all they are is, I will tell you guys this, though. Contractors, business owners, finance people had different meetings and different training than the regular citizens did over the weekend. I can tell you that. They separated them. Actually, they separated them by class, is how it was put. So it's a good thing, though. And they did actually tell them when they were going international. They did give them a time when they would be international, as they said, with an international rate. So, and before CIA asked, yes, that is this week, is what they were told. Okay. All right. Okay.
Who's next? Omnivore says, have you heard about any activity in Reno with the Admirals Group?
No. No. Ray told you what they were saying, and I don't know where those paymasters are coming from, but I have people in Reno. I actually have people in that group, and nobody has said anything to me today. Now, what Ray was talking about was happening today, right, or over the weekend?
Combination. But, actually, I just got another one.
Yeah. Yeah. But we haven't heard it. I would tell you it absolutely should be happening. They should be letting their people know that something's getting ready to happen, because we're being told something is getting ready to happen. they don't have the specifics. I just told you guys, they spent all day on TV, news articles, telling them to bring in the 250s, the 500s, the 1,000s. You're bringing them in, something has to go out. And they're saying they're trying to reduce the amount that are out there in circulation, then they got to give you something in exchange for it, right? Well, I'm told it's not the fields yet, it's not the coins today, but on Saturday during their training, they were told that all the coins are already at the banks. They were already told that. Okay.
All right. Nine Ball says, are we still tied to the Federal Reserve districts in which we live? We've not heard anything different on that. So let's hear some live people.
What did you say?
Nine Ball was asking about the Federal Reserve District, and I was just saying we have not heard anything different from what we shared about those districts.
Okay.
Live person, first one, 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony and Ray, this is KB's husband, and the question's been answered. How you guys doing today?
All right, sir.
All right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to wait on that degree you're going to send me and learning about stocks and world trade and different things. But I'll wait till I get it from you when I see you. From the Renfro brothers.
What I'm going to send you is the Medal of Honor for staying married. That's what I'm going to send you.
Yeah, it's been sort of hard. I got to admit, it can be hard. But we hung on in there, so that way when we get out of this paper, we won't depart like a lot of people are going to depart.
You make sure to tell I said that too.
I see here. We here together.
What you say about me?
Nothing. Bye.
What did you say?
Bye.
I told Bus Lady, I'm gonna get you by talking about text when I see you.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be looking out for the Longhorn. All right.
We waiting to hear.
That's it. Spears.
We are ready.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Ray. Love you.
Hey.
Love you too, Mr.
Love
Tony.
Me too. Thank you.
All right.
That's right, Ray. Love on yourself. Love on yourself.
All right.
Okay, fellas.
Care,
we appreciate y'all.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, sir.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey. Good evening, Ray. And good afternoon.
G-Man.
It's G-Man NPA.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing super fantastic, Tony, and it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you very much for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right,
make
thank
it
you,
a
sir.
Dynamite evening.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Hold on, Ray.
All right.
You.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you're
guys,
welcome,
listen. Okay, thank you, sir. I told you guys that, because I'm going to go over this again right now, because I'm already hearing TNT is spread throughout the internet on every site already, and we're not even through with the call yet. But training was Saturday. They did do the training, they said. Phase two did start on Saturday. They trained citizens. They trained contractors. Oh, there's a lot of noise in the background, right? They trained business owners. They trained them on the lower denoms. They trained them on the coins. They showed them, they had classes. They brought in groups of people. They brought in individual families, depending on what level you are, because they did different training for what we call classes of people, you know, from the 1 percenters down to the minus 1 percenters, I guess, the zeros. So everybody got a different kind of training on the services. They got shown the lower denoms again and the coins. It was explained to them how they were going to work. They were told when to look for the coins, when to look for the exchange, which I tell you in the coming days, which was today, it started. They were hoping to have it completed by Wednesday. And if the coins come out, the rate should come out. It may go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't know. But they're trying to push it. That was the plan. And the ultimate plan is to have this completed prior to Monday morning. At least started, prior to Monday morning. So, could be Wednesday. Could be people took their time bringing them in, stretched out to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I don't know. But the plan was for Wednesday and at least by Monday. So you can know that. Hopefully everybody understands that. And we've given you the rates. They have not changed. You know, the only thing that says before next Monday, Friday, is the banks are there today. They're there till 11:30 every night. Texas banks got called in at 11 a.m. this morning and were told to report to the exchange centers. So it could be at any time. I don't know why they brought them in today at 11. If it wasn't going to start till Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, who knows? But if it was going to start tomorrow, today's a good time. Let's go through everything. Or if it was going to start on Wednesday. But the fact of the matter is, we are there. And it's obvious with what was on TV today, what was in the news today, articles, and what the people over there are doing, and what they're exchanging those notes for. It's obvious. Matter of fact, when I get off this phone call, I'm going to call Stevie Wonder and ask him what he thinks. Okay, Ray.
All right. Area code 281. You are on.
Hello, Mr. Ray and Mr. Tony. How you guys doing today?
Hey. I'm fantastic.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree.
I'm good. I'm good. Well, I'm glad Texas see, you know, Texas know what to do. We do not have time to be going over there sitting up doing nothing. They call them when they need to call them. How about that? That sound all right?
How about you do nothing at the bank? So what's the difference?
Whatever. Anyway, I have a question for you. So I know over the years you guys have shared with us that there may be some procedures that may be shared with you guys, and you guys are going to share it with us. Is that still the thinking, or no? They just we will just go in with all of the training so far that you guys have told us, given us of what you've heard over the years?
Well, so far, yeah. Unless they give us something last minute, like I said, we'll tweet it out, or we'll tweet and do a phone call real quick and explain whatever they give us. We want to make it as smooth as possible for everybody.
Yeah.
What we want to do is what they want to do, and the only thing we got to talk about is how much money they're giving us.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, well, that was my question, because I know we had thought we would be getting some procedures, you know, or something, but we know what to do.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank
yep,
you guys.
Yep, we know what to do.
All right. Yeah. All right, y'all have
all
a
right,
good evening.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye. 574 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, good afternoon.
So with the training that they got over there, do you think it's possible that they may have even, I don't know if you got any details on it or not, I'm just asking, you think it's possible they may have taught the citizens or had them do maybe some dummy transactions as examples so they can actually see how things will go for them over there in Iraq when they actually get those hooked into their hands and get the fillers and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know if they did any math transactions or money, you know. They had them in groups teaching them. They showed them some videos and things to look at, is my understanding. They talked to them. But I don't know every little step if they, you know, play Monopoly with them or not.
Yeah. Another question I have is, with everyone here in this country being ready, that is, whatever banks and exchange centers that are involved in this process, and now getting news that you and Ray share with us regarding paymasters calling some individuals and giving them a timetable to come in and do their exchanges. Does that really step the game up even more so for us to make sure that we are at the ready? Because I remember last week you put out in one of the tweets that be ready because it's too late to get ready or something to that effect.
Yep. Now, when I put that tweet out, I got a call from Texas, anyway, saying, hey, we're going in, and we were told the 800 number is going to be released after 6 o'clock, and we're going to work. So that's what they were told going in.
Okay.
That's why I said it's too late to get ready now, because they're being told after 6 o'clock. Well, the next day, when I tell you guys, they were pissed off. Well, next time, because they were mad because they called them in there, had them all excited, they were ready to go, and they were just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. So they were very mad about that. But they're in there again today, only ones we were waiting for. The training did happen on Saturday. The news does say they're exchanging the 250s, the 500, and the 1,000, taking the damaged notes and trying to reduce the amount on the streets. And that is the key for you guys. Not that they were exchanging the damaged ones and trying to get them off, but when they say they're trying to reduce the amount of them that's in circulation on the streets, how else do you do that? Tell people, hey, just give me all your money and walk away? I mean, what idiot would do that? But come in and exchange your money for the new lords in arms, which are going to be in use in the coming days. Come and do that. Now, it's worthless to you today, but it's going to be so much more in the coming days. Are they telling them what day that is? Yes. We don't know. But you're not going to take my $1,000 bill and then give me a bunch of 5s, 10s, and 20s and not tell me when I can use them. Or when they took the $1,000 bill out and replaced it with the 100s, you can't say, I'm giving you this. It's no good. And I'm taking your $1,000, but it'll be good sometime in the next 3 months. Or it'll be good in a month. And you just took everything I had to pay my bills with, to eat with, to put gas in my car with, and you gave me this, and I need to wait how long? We don't know. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Oh, 30 days? Oh, no, how am I going to be broke for 30 days? I mean, just who does that make sense to? Nobody. Nobody but a fidiot. I'm telling y'all that right there. That doesn't make sense. But I already know, we've talked to them over there. They are exchanging for the Lord's allowance. They just haven't started giving out the coins yet, which is scheduled for Wednesday. So we'll see if it stays scheduled for Wednesday.
Okay. And as far as for us, we're just really on a minute, I guess you could say, in a second-by-second basis, waiting for the 800 that we can.
That's what we're doing, waiting for the 800 number.
Now, okay.
They can let it go tomorrow. They can say that Fitty Tony just went on his call and told everybody everything. Let's do it right now. Or they could say wait till Friday. I don't know. They could say only the people in Iraq were supposed to know that. And I would say, then you should have called and told me that. That's what I would say. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
I think it's going to happen because it's actually raining here in Arizona. And up north in Arizona, they're already talking about it's possible they may have had some tornadoes up in the northern part of Arizona. So if that's the case, it's going to happen anyway.
All right.
Wait, I missed that. It's going to happen because they're having tornadoes in Arizona?
No, I was just making fun with that because we don't hardly get rain here. I said, boy, so if it's raining now, we got all this activity with your RV going. How about
Okay. You meant to say the hell is about to freeze over, huh? Okay.
Hey, we appreciate
all right.
you guys.
And thank you, sir.
Exciting.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All righty. 619 area code. You are right. On.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good afternoon.
Super fantastic.
Fantastic news. Hey, guys, a couple of quick questions. Is Dr. Shabibi expected to come back as a CBI governor as of the 1st of October?
I don't know. I haven't heard that anywhere.
Yeah, where'd you hear that?
I don't recall. I was having a conversation with somebody, but they thought that that was the case. And I'm like, I hadn't seen anything there either. I didn't know if you guys knew.
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay.
Okay.
Another question. Tony, you always go by the fact that, hey, as soon as the traders will be notified, this thing is ready to pop. Are you hearing any indication that they're getting a today's update is, hey, this thing is possibly Wednesday, Thursday?
I have not heard that they have received a memo yet. Now, not that I can't,
okay.
Or tomorrow we can't, or not that.
You didn't.
The fact that, again, I've been telling you guys that they won't wait till the last minute, but they will notify them before it happens because they have to. So, yes.
Okay. So that would be a strong indication that when they, in fact, are notified, then for sure this thing, regardless of 800 numbers are here yet or not, that would be a pretty darn solid indication we're ready to go.
It is, but they have been notified before and it hasn't happened. They just put them on notice.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Awesome. That's it, guys. That's all I had for you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a great
seven.
Day.
727 area code. You're on.
Yeah. Good afternoon to both of you. If it sounds a little louder, I'm at work right now. I'm not driving a bus, but I'm driving a truck. Normally, I'm calling from 360. You recognize me?
No, but that's
no,
okay. Go ahead.
But continue.
Well, I'll go on with it then. Tony, as far as you're concerned, any NDA that's going to come up, it'll be from the bank and it won't be from the government. So that will be the thing that will determine whether or not we decide to take the contract rate or not. Is that still your understanding?
My understanding, it will be the bank's NDA, and yes, you will always have the option of whether or not you want to do it.
Okay, now with all the issues about the banks the last couple of days have been borrowing money hand over fist from the Fed, is there any possibility, in your opinion, that once we put our money in the bank, that within a short amount of time, they can claim insolvency again, and then we're out the cash that we just supposedly got?
I don't see our economy going that way or our banking system going that way, okay? You guys got to look. Last month, the housing market just took off, okay? Our economy is growing. Now, they're warning of a recession, so anything can happen, but that's why they're doing this. We're going to be in the influx. They're going to use this money to drive down the deficit, everything else, okay? They're going to use this money if the bank needs some. Believe me, the government will have it to give to them, just like they did in 2008. So they don't have to really take our money. So I don't see that happening in the next month, 2 months, next year. I don't see it happening. Don't mean there's not some crooks out there. By crooks, I mean politicians who don't have their own plan. Or bankers that don't have their own plan. But I don't see our economy pointing that direction, especially not with, you know, 10 million of us now coming in with an extra $100,000. $200,000 of money to play with, and more than that, with million or 2 million of us with millions of dollars to play with and buy and stimulate our local areas, which has a domino effect across the country. So, no, I don't see the banks going broke as soon as we give them all our money.
Right. Do you think it's smart, a wise strategy? And I'd be interested in your take on this too, Ray, about whether or not we should divest relatively quickly once we put the money in the bank, and then whatever we were planning on doing relative to diversification, we get that done as soon as possible.
I'm doing mine, except, but I've been telling you guys that for years. I'm putting money in credit unions, not just banks. I'm putting money in business opportunities. That's what I'm doing with mine. And I will do it as fast as I can based on the deal that I make with the bank at this amount. With the rest of it, whatever I'm saying I'm not leaving in the bank, that's the part I'm diversifying, not putting it all in one place. I'm putting it in a credit union. I'm putting it in another bank. I'm putting it in certain stocks, as I've already told you guys, or certain industries that I know will absolutely generate money. I don't care what kind of recession we go into. Now, look, when we went into recession the last time, who absolutely made money? Every time. Never failed. The cigarette companies and the alcohol companies. It's the worst of the worst. People are going to drink and smoke. I don't care. They're going to sell it. Well, you have to look at it. People, they'll stop driving their cars because they can't afford to. you know. They'll stop watching TV. They'll stop doing a lot of things. But when times get bad, people drink and smoke, and they will find the money to pay for it.
I agree with that 100%. Last question. Are medals a wise choice?
I'm not into medals, not gold, silver, platinum. I'm not, because it's long term and it's too slow for me. Just me. It's too slow. And I don't see, you know, reward versus risk. It's just not there in medals for me. Now, if somebody's looking for a long-term thing with their grandkids or great-grandkids or something, they just want to put it over there, and what happens, happens, great. But if you're looking to make a huge profit in a short period of time, I've never seen it happen.
Okay. All right. Gentlemen, have a great
okay.
day. Needless to say, it's pretty exciting what you've talked about. And so I guess we all can look forward to the idea of something happening relatively quickly. So all the power to you and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you,
okay.
sir.
Okay. I know who you are now just from the conversation. But let me say this. You
yep.
asked for my opinion, and I gave you my opinion. Everybody knows.
Yep.
I'm not giving anybody any advice. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Well, and I took it as that, Tony, 100%. Your opinion. That's all I wanted.
All right.
I didn't want any advice. You get those from people you got to pay for.
That's right.
All right.
Thank
all right. Right. Thanks.
You
all right.
too.
Bye.
Okay, 386. Let's squeeze you in.
Good evening, Tony and Ray
Rand.
How are you?
All right, fantabulous, sir.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm fine. It looks like we're going to have a great week.
Yep, that's what it looks like.
What do you think, Tony? From 1 to 100, where do you think we're at as far as going?
I think we're absolutely in the 90s. I mean, I think we're 100% between now and the 30th, because that's too much time to have the Lord Denoms out and the whole world not find out about it. So I think 100% between then. But could it happen sooner? And should it happen sooner? Absolutely. Because once they put the coins out every day, they're just telling the whole world, we're about to be rich. You better get as much dinar as you can. And I don't think that's their plan.
I don't either. I think we're going to go pretty quick. Well, good
yep.
night and good evening to you guys, and you have a great day.
All right, you too, sir. Thanks.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're going to wrap this one up.
Okay. Wait, we didn't get CIA? She's not there?
Nope. She is. He's hiding
oh,
under
okay.
another set of numbers, but he got everybody in order that was there.
All right. All right, guys. All I can say is it's what you guys call it, Marvelous Monday. It is a good day. Nothing but good information. Iraq is doing exactly what we expected them to do, because they started phase two on Saturday. They're right in the middle of it. I don't know how long it's going to take till they get their numbers that they want, which means how long it's going to take for them to pull enough of the 250s, 500s, and 1,000 out of circulation, because that's what they're trying to do right now. But when they get to their numbers, supposedly they're going to release the coins, and we're going to say, thank you, Lord Jesus, that this is over. So that's what we're looking forward to. So, the banks are there. They're sitting, twiddling their thumbs, waiting for the green light. And we'll be happy. So, you guys do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to watch my phone, though. I mean, I don't know when that moment's coming. But I'm also getting ready for that moment. So, now's the time to do that. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, folks. Ray, you got it.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us for this Marvelous Monday. We'll see what happens in the meantime and in between time. And hopefully our Wednesday call will be something entirely different than today. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Oh, you gotta believe. Now to a bow down. Your time will get saved. remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
Your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Monday evening. We're out of here.